Chapter 60. Of his cigar, don't mistake the situation. There is no better girl in all this London than Lizzie Hexham. There is no better among my people at home, no better among your people. Apostrophe, granted. What follows? Apostrophe, there, apostrophe, said Eugene, looking after him dubiously as he paced away to the other end of the room. You put me again upon guessing the riddle that I have given up. Apostrophe, Eugene, do you design to capture and desert this girl? Apostrophe, apostrophe, my dear fellow, no. Apostrophe, do you design to marry her? Apostrophe, apostrophe, my dear fellow, no. Apostrophe, do you design to pursue her? Apostrophe, apostrophe, my dear fellow, I don't design anything. I have no design whatever. I am incapable of designs. If I conceived a design, I should speedily abandon it, exhausted by the operation. Apostrophe, oh Eugene, Eugene. Apostrophe, apostrophe, my dear Mortimer, not that tone of melancholy reproach, I entreat. What can I do more than tell you all I know, and acknowledge my ignorance of all I don't know? How does that little old song go, which, under pretense of being cheerful, is by far the most lugubrious I ever heard in my life? Away with melancholy, nor doleful changes ring on life and human folly, but merrily, merrily sing fal-la. Don't let us sing fal-la, my dear Mortimer, which is comparatively unmeaning, but let us sing, that we give up guessing the riddle altogether. Apostrophe, are you in communication with this girl, Eugene, and is what these people say true? Apostrophe, apostrophe, I concede both admissions to my honorable and learned friend. Apostrophe, then what is to come of it? What are you doing? Where are you going? Apostrophe, apostrophe, my dear Mortimer, one would think the schoolmaster had left behind him a catechizing infection. You are ruffled by the want of another cigar. Take one of these, I entreat. Light it at mine, which is in perfect order. So, now do me the justice to observe that I am doing all I can towards self-improvement, and that you have a light thrown on those household implements which, when you only saw them as in a glass darkly, you were hastily, I must say hastily, inclined to depreciate. Sensible of my deficiencies, I have surrounded myself with moral influences expressly meant to promote the formation of the domestic virtues. To those influences, and to the improving society of my friend from boyhood, commend me with your best wishes. Apostrophe, ah, Eugene. Apostrophe, apostrophe, said Lightwood, affectionately, now standing near him, so that they both stood in one little cloud of smoke. I would that you answered my three questions. What is to come of it? What are you doing? Where are you going? Apostrophe, and my dear Mortimer, apostrophe, returned Eugene, lightly fanning away the smoke with his hand for the better exposition of his frankness of face and manner. Believe me, I would answer them instantly if I could. But to enable me to do so, I must first have found out the troublesome conundrum long abandoned. Here it is. Eugene Rayburn. Apostrophe, tapping his forehead and breast. Riddle me, re, perhaps you can tell me what this may be? No, upon my life I can't. I give it up. Apostrophe. Gutenberg edition. End of chapter.